Good morning, Dallas Stars hockey fans. I kind of want to blend two sports together because I'm thinking about baseball and hockey at the same time, and I think this is a really good analogy considering there's two kind of trade situations that are happening right now. In the Dallas Stars world, we picked up Matt Duchene. It was a great part of the trade market for us. The baseball deadline is August 1st before the Rangers pick up anything good. And there was something today on one of my Facebook pages that was concerning the Rangers that I kind of want to use this as an opportunity to talk about, you know, holding on to prospects versus getting a big name to help you succeed. And in the Dallas Stars case, Jim Neal's been very good at bringing in talent that helps us win, that's veteran presence, and also being able to keep and mold the prospects or the draft picks that we have to be better. Well, that's a good example of, you know, making the playoffs. Almost every year. There's a year or so in there that they didn't. But like I said, Dallas Stars hockey has been the most consistently good thing that the Metroplex has had in the last few years. As far as the Texas Rangers is concerned, it's time to pull the lever, you know, make some big mark in the world as far as the free agency markets is concerned, because right now your prospects are, you don't know what they're going to be, and we really have nothing to show for it in baseball. Like, for example, last year for the Dallas Stars, you're one series away from being in the conference, in the Stanley Cup final. You were very close to being a champion. The year before for the Stars, we lost in the first round, but we did go 7 games in a series. We battled like hell. Rangers didn't even make the playoffs last year. I mean, they've turned it around considerably. Look at the record. However, they lost to a really good Dodgers team this week. So all I'm saying is, don't hold on to our farm system is going to get us through, because that's really not how it works right now. Until you have some proof that you're good and solid, for example, like how the Dallas Stars do things, I think in your case, Texas Rangers, you need to go out and get something to solidify what's happening here. You picked up some big names like Corey Seager. He got hurt. I don't know if we have a chance in hell to get Shohei Ohtani or not, because he's the biggest free agent on the market. But if we have a chance, do it. I just wanted to compare two different sports. And even if Chris Young would hear this podcast of mine, the general manager of the Texas Rangers, this is why it's working for the Stars, is because they've done that. Yes, there's a lot of talent coming up, but there's also, they got a good balance and they're doing something. The Rangers, they haven't made the postseason in a few years, and, you know, we had 2 years in a row where we had a chance to win a World Series and it just didn't happen. So let's go do something. Let's get a name. Let's help ourselves be in the conversation. You know, this is a big turnaround. And I'm sorry that I've used the Rangers also in this conversation, but you noticed that I did talk about the difference of like what a Jim Neal is doing and why he's successful. And I know that Chris Young's just starting out with this. I just want him to be able to know that there's a way to do it and maybe follow the format, follow the way that the Stars have done things. This is Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute. And in this case, a conversation about Texas Rangers baseball.